Welcome to the HR Kyle Podcast, your go-to source for insightful discussions on leadership, job searching, and all things human resources. I'm your host, HR Kyle, and each week we dive deep into topics relevant to professionals seeking to elevate their careers and organizations. Whether you're a seasoned leader, a job seeker navigating the ever-changing landscape of employment, or an enthusiast looking to stay ahead of the curve, this is the podcast for you. Join me as we explore practical strategies, share expert insights, and engage in meaningful conversations that empower you to succeed in today's dynamic workplace. So, adjust your headphones and let's dive in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the HR Kyle Podcast. I'm your likable host, HR Kyle. And speaking of being likable, that's the theme of today's episode, the importance of likability in securing your dream job and getting ahead in your career. In segment one, I'll take this topic and provide you practical, usable guidance you can begin to put in practice immediately. In segment two, I have a guest joining me who knows this topic inside and out. Not only does she live these principles of likability, but she sees them in action for her candidates as a talent management professional. But before we dive headfirst into likability, I hope you'll like these messages. We'll be right back. Hello, fellow professionals. Are you ready to revolutionize your approach to recruiting? I'm HR Kyle, and I'm thrilled to introduce you to my latest book, Recruiting is Easy, now available on Amazon and other online retailers. In today's dynamic HR landscape, it's all about strategic branding and engagement. My book unveils the secrets to crafting exceptional employee experiences, attracting top talent, and fostering strong connections. With Recruiting is Easy, you'll master the art of continuous improvement and adaptability, shaping the future of work one relationship at a time. Get your copy today and unlock the potential of HR as a strategic powerhouse. Remember, recruiting should be easy. I'm HR Kyle, and together, let's redefine recruiting. Look for Recruiting is Easy on Amazon and other book online retailers. Welcome back, folks. I hope you enjoyed that brief break. Today, we're discussing a topic that's often underestimated, but incredibly impactful, likability in the workplace. Whether you're preparing for a job interview, aiming for career advancement, or simply seeking to enhance your professional relationships, likability plays a pivotal role in your success. Now, we'll be exploring why likability matters, how it influences our interactions at work, and practical strategies for cultivating it in our day-to-day interactions. Now, whether in job interviews or career advancement, the ability to connect with others on a personal level can make all the difference. The first thing to think about is that first impressions matter. And I'm sure many of you have heard the old saying, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And of course, that's true. From the start, people form opinions about your competence and trustworthiness. Likeability influences these perceptions, shaping your professional trajectory. Next, let's talk about building rapport. Likeability really goes beyond politeness. It's about genuine connections. Finding common ground and showing empathy help establish rapport quickly. Comfort fosters engagement and meaningful conversations. Next, let's create a positive work environment. Likeable individuals uplift team morale, increase collaboration, and they reduce conflict. Employers value those who contribute to positive work cultures, making likability essential for career advancement. It's also important when considering influence and persuasion. Likeable people are much more persuasive. Building rapport and maintaining a positive demeanor increases influence and facilitates negotiations or pitching ideas successfully. It's also extremely helpful in networking and opportunities. Likeable individuals have larger networks and access more opportunities. Cultivating relationships opens doors to job prospects, mentorships, and professional growth. Emotional intelligence is another factor to consider when it comes to likability. Likeability directly correlates with emotional intelligence, which is understanding and managing your emotions. Enhancing emotional intelligence skills like self-awareness and empathy fosters likability and improves interpersonal dynamics. But remember this, authenticity is key. Likeability must stem from authenticity. People sense sincerity, so embrace your unique personality and values. Trust is built on honesty and transparency. In conclusion, likability is fundamental for success in job interviews and career advancement. By nurturing genuine connections, fostering positive relationships, and honing emotional intelligence, you can elevate your professional presence and unlock new opportunities. Remember, it's not just about what you know, it's also about how you make others feel. And I hope you're feeling like taking a quick break, because we're going to take one right now. But when we come back, a guest will join me to talk more about likability and how it's worked in her career and where she sees it working for others. We'll be right back. Greetings, I'm Kyle Smith, and I'm here to offer you a speaking experience that goes beyond the ordinary. With a rich background in leadership, HR, and personal development, I bring a unique blend of expertise and passion to every presentation. Whether it's Leadership Unleashed, Well-being at Work, or Career Mastery, I delve into topics that empower individuals and organizations to reach their fullest potential. What sets me apart? Proven expertise, an engaging delivery style, and actionable insights that drive positive change. But here's the kicker. I don't just offer a one-size-fits-all approach. I customize my content to meet the specific needs and goals of your event. So let's elevate your event together. Contact me now to reserve your date and unlock the full potential of your audience and organization. Don't miss out on the opportunity to inspire greatness. Visit hrkyle.com today.
Are you striving to lead your team to success? Or perhaps you're navigating the complexities of the job market? Introducing the solution, the HR Kyle YouTube channel, your go-to source for insightful guidance and practical tips. With short 1 to 2 minute clips, our videos save you time while delivering impactful, usable strategies. From effective leadership techniques to mastering the job application process, access valuable advice in minutes. Don't miss out. Subscribe to the HR Kyle channel on YouTube today.
Welcome back to segment 2 of the HR Kyle podcast. Thank you for being with us. I want to continue this discussion about the importance of likability from a professional standpoint with someone that I believe epitomizes this in her work life. I've known my guest Jessica for a few years now, and one thing that's always stood out to me is her engaging approach. In other words, she presents herself in a very likable way. So, who better to talk about this topic with than her? Jessica, welcome to the HR Kyle podcast.
Thanks so much, Kyle. I'm super excited to speak with you today.
Well, excited to have you on. And I always start out with the easiest question, and that is, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so I think I'll take a professional approach to that question and just tell you a little bit of my backstory here. And so I kind of got started with my career in sales and business development. Always knew that I enjoyed it. I love the competition. I love the challenge. But I always kind of just felt that I needed to make a better and bigger impact with my career. And so I wanted to kind of go back to school and get some better ideas of where that could take me. And so I went back for my bachelor's and completed that in organizational management. And during my time kind of in that transition period, I was I took a cold call from a gentleman that was starting up a new staffing firm, first in the location here in Ohio. And I thought, well, sure, I could do that. I can get people jobs, right? That sounds like fun. So kind of started in and just doing some sourcing, kind of some coordinating, things like that. And just quickly realized, you know, what a passion I actually have for this and being able to make an impact in people's lives. And so really just kind of took grasp of that and took it to the next level, wanted to continue growing, ended up transitioning into a larger company that certainly offered a lot more services, more of a community outreach, things like that. So really kind of got involved in that. And then it's kind of led me to where I'm at right now, which is with Staffing Solutions. And I am the director of recruitment services. So I'm overseeing our direct hire team, you know, and continuing focusing on impacting those lives and connecting top talent with great workplaces. And so something that I certainly feel is a passion and something I'm very interested in doing. So.
Jessica, thank you for sharing your story. And I'm so glad the audience could hear that because, again, yours is one of those stories that sitting back, say, 10 years ago, you wouldn't say that you were here now or you'd be right in this spot now. But now that you're here, it's a perfect fit for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, kind of going back, you don't say to yourself, oh, my gosh, I want to be a recruiter, you know, or I want to get into staffing. And sometimes those opportunities find you and it ends up being something that, you know, you couldn't imagine doing, not doing. So it's a great fit all around.
Yeah, I would have to agree, having worked with you these last few years. Well, Jessica, as you know, this episode's about the power of likability as a candidate and how that can positively impact your attainment of a job. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that you highlight in your professional profile is that you're skilled at building relationships. And again, having worked with you for a good 5 years now, I can certainly confirm that. Because being likable and building relationships are so much related, what is it about building relationships that you focus on?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, I think having those strong connections and relationships, you really have the power to make a real change and make that impact. And especially in my field of recruiting, building strong relationships, trustworthy relationships, help really build that foundation of long-term success. And that's both on the candidate side, you know, kind of, and that client-facing side. You know, and I want people to know that there's more beyond an interview. There's more beyond an intake meeting. There's more beyond that sales pitch, you know, and I want people to feel valued. You know, I want them to be heard. And, you know, we're humans and we want to have that connection and that interaction. And it's so important to just be authentic and be yourself and create that relationship that can be long lasting. And you don't know if that's going to be, you know, just a quick fix and you're finding somebody a job in that, or you're building a friend, you know, and that person's going to be able to give you referrals and bring in more business or bring in more people that are skilled in what you're looking for. And so being able to build that relationship is just so important. And I just really strive for that and try to do that in every interaction that I have. You know, sometimes people get so focused on you got to hurry up and get it done or you got to do it this way. And they miss out on that importance of understanding who the person is and what they're about and what they can bring to the table, you know. And I think once you learn that, there's just so much to gain, you know, in every aspect in your personal life or in your professional life, that you can kind of carry those relationships with you, you know, long term. And that just goes, you know, as far as you and I, even Kyle, when I think I reached out to you years ago, you know, at a sales type of position and you were just so kind and welcoming and, you know, we weren't able to really work together, but we built a relationship and that has led us to kind of where we are. And it's because of that interaction that we had with each other and, you know, the kindness and the empathy and we were authentic. And it's just so nice to kind of have that, that piece and be able to bring that circle close together. So.
Well, Jessica, I'm glad you shared that because that's exactly how we came together 5 years ago. And the thing that stood out to me, and you know this, being in staffing and recruiting, there's gradations of professionalism on that side. Mm-hmm. And again, I know you know that. And one thing that stood out to me from the first moment we talked was you were the epitome of professional and respectful and just building that trust because you knew how important that was long term. Right. And again, the best example is here we are now 5+ years later.
Right.
And we've got even a better partnership than I would say even a couple of years ago.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. And I appreciate you for that, for the kind words. But yes, it is just important. And, you know, it's just so valuable, especially in an industry that I'm in per se, but just in every aspect of your life. And it's important. And you never know what 5 years will bring, you know, or 10 years from now, you know, we might be on a different level. And it's just so great to have that.
No, I completely agree with you. And thank you for sharing that. Let's pivot a little bit on this theme. And as you think about the candidates you've worked with, what are qualities that make them likable?
Candidates that are engaged, you know, that are really truly looking for their next position, their next career, their next opportunity, is somebody that we want to speak with, you know. And we want somebody, again, who's authentic. We want to hear you, you know, we want to hear your real side. And that is going to help us get that perfect match for you. Yes, you have the technical skills. Yes, you have the education. You have what it takes. But let's make sure that personality-wise, we're really connecting you to the right job. So let just be yourself, you know, and express who you are to me. And I'm going to help you. And I'm going to say, you know what? I don't think that this is going to be a great culture fit for you, but let's pivot over here, you know, and things like that. So I think that's important. Another thing that I think is really important to kind of be considered, you know, a likable candidate, especially to a recruiter, is a candidate that's responding in a timely manner at that. So, you know, when I'm engaging and I'm reaching out maybe to a passive candidate and saying, hey, I have an opportunity, you know, are you interested? And yes, they respond back. Okay, well, from there, I'm going to move pretty quickly because I want to get you in that conversation and I want to be able to get you in front of a hiring manager before they're having an opportunity for somebody to walk in the door. So from that point, let's get that meeting set up. Let me know your availability, you know, and let's move that conversation forward. You know, kind of once we do get that conversation and it is something that you feel is a good fit, you know, let's make sure our, you know, the resume is updated and you're getting that over, you know, quickly and I can get you in front of that candidate. And again, if they want to move forward with an interview, you know, or next steps, let, you know, make sure we have that open communication with each other so we can get you and your skill set in front of them as soon as possible. So I think that is probably number one, is just being timely, being engaged, you know. And then the other one is, you know, your basics. Be prepared for the interview. Do your homework, you know, do your research beforehand. Be curious, ask those questions that you want to know about, especially with a recruiter. That kind of gives you like that middle ground where you can talk real to me. You can say things to me that I'm going to filter for you, you know, because I have your back and I'm here to support you. So you can say things to me, which is going to help me really define if this is a good position for you or maybe there's other opportunities. But the more real and authentic that you are, the more you're asking questions, the more you're engaged, I am able to help you more. And then I think lastly, the thought of this is, you know, candidates that answer questions. So, you know, I typically ask a lot of behavioral logistics type of questions. And we definitely want somebody that responds in depth, gives us a good answer, good response. But yet, at that same time, we don't want to get too far in the weeds. So we need to make sure, you know, our candidates are kind of staying on track because we don't want that to happen during a more informal interview, you know, with our clients and be able to help you kind of get that job that you want so much. So stay on track. Don't get too much in the weeds, but answer kind of in depth. But just make sure you're circling back and you're kind of staying on track throughout that interview process.
And Jessica, wonderful, wonderful summary of the process and the advice that you're passing along. And listeners, I want to take a quick break from this interview to say you can see now two things. One, why I would feel 100% comfortable having Jessica and her team represent me or my company from a hiring standpoint. I think that's blatantly obvious as you listen to her explanation there. And candidates, you know, if you've asked yourself, gosh, why would I work with a recruiter? I can find my own job. What you just heard there the last few minutes is exactly why you would want someone of Jessica's caliber representing you as a candidate, because she is truly your advocate. She wants to see you be successful, and her main focus is that. It's not right to place you in the next job that comes along. it's to place you in a long-term opportunity where you're comfortable. And she's going to advocate for you. She's going to represent you well. And again, Jessica, thank you for taking the time to walk us through that, because that really speaks high of your performance on behalf of companies and candidates both.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's so important and so crucial. And again, thank you, you know, for the kindness there. But, you know, we are there for the client and the candidate. And I hope that comes across, you know, because we really want to build that relationship again, you know, and just keep that tight. And then we're taking that candidate through our journey as well, through their journey, and we're able to make that work.
Yep, and you do a very nice job at it. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Jessica, as we kicked off this segment, one of the things that you shared in your background was that many of your roles were customer-facing roles, really throughout most of your professional career. Now, like obtaining a job, quickly building rapport with customers is also important, and it really does rely on a great deal of just making a connection with that person. How do you do that in your work?
Let's say coming into a new career and you're kind of having to establish new connections, new customers, new relationships, you know, of course that's going to be intimidating. And so I think the approach to build a new connection or a new relationship, again, that kind of just goes back to being your authentic self, you know, being a human. And, you know, maybe that looks like having a conversation of hey, the weather, and building that little bit of small talk or that communication that you can, you know, let them know, like, hey, I'm not selling you a used car. You know, I am a person. I'm here. I'm real. You know, I make mistakes, and we're going to work at this, through this together. You know, and a few other things, excuse me, that I think are important, you know, and it goes back to your 101 here is start by listening and be an active listener, you know, listen to the customer needs and really understand what they need and what you can do to deliver on those. You know, don't make those empty promises, but hold true to what you can do and what you can provide for that customer. Because that's going to build so much of a good rapport for you, for your company, for whatever you represent. But most importantly, you know, yourself and building that relationship. And, you know, so follow up on your deliverables. Make sure that you're responsive. You know, if a customer or client is asking you, you know, a simple question or what have you, you know, be quick with that response and do your best to find that answer. And if you don't have it, it's okay. I'm going to get back to you. I'm not really sure. Let me find out. That just shows, you know, you're building that trust and you're building that relationship that again is going to carry you, you know, a lot further than just, hey, I can fill your job order for you, you know, or I can send you a body real quick. You know, we take our time. We're listening to that client. We're going through our intake meetings and we're actively listening. What are you looking for? What do you need to see in a skill set? What types of, software do you use? Just going over the fine tooth, because I want to make sure that I'm listening and I'm hearing you and I'm going to deliver what you need and fulfill my promises to you. And so that kind of starts that relationship, but you do have to work for it as well. And as long as you're doing what, you know, you promised, it's going to work out at the end.
Yeah. And again, you've certainly epitomized that. And I think the other message that's come through loud and clear in these answers is, from your perspective, you're always thinking long term, whether that's your partnership with the organization or your collaboration partnership with the candidate.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so important. It's so important in every aspect of, you know, your career, your personal life, things like that. Is what can I do to make this relationship better? What can I do to make it stronger? You know, and how can I benefit both of us?
Oh, great advice. Well, Jessica, in the few minutes we have remaining, what advice would you pass along to the professional listening who feels like they've mastered the technical skills, but they're struggling with this connection with others from a likability standpoint, this whole topic tonight? Now, whether that's in a job search setting or professional growth, what would you tell that person to help them get better on this likability?
So, but kind of going back to what I've mentioned earlier, and that is the being authentic. That is extremely important. That is who you are as a person. And it is important to be an active listener. Don't just listen to respond. You really want to engage. You want to ask those questions, have that good follow-up. Even on a personal level, you know, if somebody has shared something with you, follow up with them, ask them about it, you know, follow back up in a week and say, hey, how was your son's baseball game? Or how was your daughter's cheerleading tonight? And that lets them know that, you know, hey, I was listening. I was engaged. And you know, you are building that relationship. And that's going to make you a likable person, you know, because they want to be able to trust you. They want to have those conversations with you. You know, and likable people, they never try to be something that they're not. They are, again, they're always authentic. They're genuine. If they don't know something, they admit it. If they need help, they ask, and that's okay. You know, that's what we do as humans. And that's what's so important. So do I have the full answers of what makes somebody likable? No, I don't. But when you yourself and you try and you make mistakes and you fix them and you are accountable for them, that's who you are. That's a person. And that's what people want.
And Jessica, that's a wonderful way to wrap up this segment. And really want to thank you for joining me tonight and sharing your wisdom and your experience and guidance with our audience. You've made a great impact. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Kyle. It's been a pleasure. So glad to be on here tonight.
You're very welcome. And folks, that also brings this episode to a close. And we've explored the significance of likability in job interviews and career advancement, uncovering its impact on workplace dynamics and professional success. Now, remember, building genuine connections, fostering positivity, and honing emotional intelligence are key ingredients for cultivating likability in the workplace. I hope you found today's discussion insightful and actionable. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out. But until next time, this is HR Kyle signing off. And remember, stay likable, whole, and stay focused, stay grounded, and stay tuned. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode of the HR Kyle podcast. We hope you found our discussion valuable and filled with insights that you can apply in your professional journey. Whether you're a business leader aiming to foster a thriving workplace or a job seeker looking to carve out your own path, remember that HR Kyle is the compass that can guide you towards success. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share it with your network. We're committed to being your trusted source for HR wisdom, and we look forward to having you back with us for our next episode. Remember, in the world of HR and professional growth, there's always room for progress. Be sure to visit our website at hrkyle.com. That's hrkyle.com to learn more about how we can help you meet your business and professional goals. So until next time, this is HR Kyle signing off. Stay motivated, stay informed, keep reaching for those career goals. Music provided by bensound.com. That's bensound.com.